Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 461. And I'm joined tonight with Atheist Ranger and Matt, I'm Not a Believer, 71. So what do we have for our hot news for this week?
Yeah, I usually just bring the religious stories.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find some.
Well, this is what this is. We need religious stories for the short show.
Religious stories?
Okay. Yeah, religious stories for the short show. And we will be having our logical fallacy game for our listeners, so there's that. So you don't have to worry about trying to figure out which deity we're going to be talking about this week. And my computer is bugging to hell. There we go. Hey, there I am. Watching myself watch me. What's that?
I don't have an article ready, but did you hear about Jeff Sessions wanting the maximum sentences for drug users and drug dealers?
Yeah, we talked about that on the last week's staff meeting, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Unmarried couple are buried up to their necks and stoned to death for violating Islamic law. Yeah. Let me just grab this one here. 1 second. And for the people out there who think that, you atheists, you only talk about Christian. Why don't you go after these Muslims? Well, you stupid motherfuckers, we do. For those, not our regular listeners, obviously, because you guys are smart people. If you're listening to this show, you're a smart person. But for those religious nut jobs out there that think that we don't go after these religious nut jobs, you're in for a sad shape. Let me get this in the chat window here. If I can find my chat window again. Wherever it went to. I hope I didn't shut... No, I didn't shut it off because I'm still seeing myself here. So I'm here someplace. I am here somewhere.
Ooh, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark accepts Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was talk about him... there was talk about him floating to be the... What was it, the Homeland Security office? He was also responsible for several people dying under his watch. Or at least a guy under his watch. He died from dehydration.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't find it. It's in a different program. Anyway. All right, here we go. U.S. unmarried couple buried to their necks and stoned to death for violating Islamic law. Ah, come on. Give me the goddamn story. I don't want the goddamn Google Plus story. I want the... There we go. All right. This is from the GellerReport.com. Pamela Geller. I have no idea who Pamela Geller is.
Maybe she's Sarah Miguel's mom.
I have no idea. We need to... This is an interesting story, but I want to vet this because I don't know who this person is. And this doesn't... I don't know anything about this person, so I'm not sure how reliable this site is here. Let's see here. It says, I'll read the story as I've got it, but I'm not saying we're going to cover it until I can vet this story out. because if it's just from one source, I don't want to cover it. Let's see here. The unmarried couple were stoned to death by Islamic extremists in Mali for the first known time since 2012. Local officials claimed the Islamics dug two holes and put the man and the woman who lived maritally without being married, the officials said, were stoned to death. So they're just shacking up. And this was hurting who exactly? Who was this hurting? The same source said the members of the public were invited to take part in the public execution in Telaglit, close to Amilgohook in the Kiddel region, adding four people threw stones at them until they died. Another local official confirmed the information, saying Islamists had accused the unmarried couple of violating Islamic law, which requires punishment by stoning. Another Mali fell to jihadist groups linked to Al-Qaeda back in March of 2012, and although they were driven out of key towns by French-led military interventions for the following year, Islamists have regrouped and have now spread further south. Well, what happened to the, we're going to get rid of Islam in the first 100 days, Trump? During their brief control of key towns in the North Village, jihadist groups imposed a version of Sharia law, which forced women to wear veils and set whipping and stoning as punishment for transgressors. It's the first public stoning known to take place in Mali since 2012. And just repeating something right there. The stoned couple in public... All right. When the Aster dying group stoned a couple in public in Al-Kalakuk, I'm just going to call them Akukus, who they accused of having children outside of marriage. The young pair were publicly executed in a remote town of Akukku, near the West African nation's northern border with Algeria on Sunday, spoken for Asner Dying Defenders of the Faith group said at the time. So this is in it's not far from Algeria, Niger, Basco Faso, Ivory Coast, and Guinea, and Mauritania, whatever that is. I'm trying to see if I can. This is going the Guardian, or you know, the Guardian, BBC. That's from 2012. Okay, this is coming. All right, now this is from a site called Fake News Matters. So, all right. Because, you know, fake news. There's a site that they ferret out these fake news stories. So this story might not actually be a thing. I've got two dancing balls. Thank you. There we go. Fake News Matters. All right. Yeah, this looks like this is a... Yeah, this looks like this is a fake story.
Wow, Flipboard does not have any religious news. That's weird.
Yeah, this looks like a...
Go to freethinker.org.
What's that?
No, if I was saying if man wants to look for religious news, just go to Freethinker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's the other one, the Freethinker, yeah. I'll go there. Freethinker.co.uk. But I was looking through my Google Plus and I came across that. I just want to note this on the page that this was a fake story. So when I come across it later, I'll just. By the way, I had this news item pop up. Former FBI Director Mueller to lead the Trump investigation. Appointment Wednesday comes amid growing democracy outcry for someone outside the Justice Department to handle the politically charged investigation. So, yeah, looks like they finally got somebody else to take care of the Trump matter here. Okay, Australian Christians told to butt out of matters of church and state.
All that.
Let me grab the link here. Throw that in the chat room. If I can get in there. Remember to put a few, remember if you post two stories in a row, two links, put a period or two between the your first posting and the next posting. Otherwise, it all just meshes together. See, it, if you look at the side.
This redneck is a genius. He uses his truck to highlight the sheer nastiness. Sorry. Says, atheist uses truck to highlight the sheer nastiness of the Bible. Apparently this, this Virginia guy, Tom Hicks, he put a Corinthians 1:14-34, women shall be silent and submissive. I guess that's the verse.
I see
and
that.
He put it on the back of his truck.
Huh.
What?
I'm waiting for my page to load here. But that's what it's looking. Well, let's see. Like I said, I can't see a thing. All right. Oh, yeah, there it is. I like that. He said, God said it, believe it. Women shall be silent and submissive. Read your Bible. Yeah, nice. You should put a new thing on there every week. I'd do that, too, if I had the room and I didn't want to fuck up my car. Let's see. Virginian Tom Hicks believes that the same tactic can be effectively used to emphasize the hateful contents of the Bible as pictured above, where he's, Christians are always out there posting God loves you and eat a fish or some bullshit like that. Hicks from Chesterfield said he painted a message on the tailgate of his truck about 5 years ago when the verse came from the First Corinthians and reads, women shall remain silent and submissive. Along with the verse, Hicks painted on three crosses, the fish symbol, and an expression that says, read the Bible. The reason he put the particular message on, I want people to read the Bible. Hicks says that as an atheist, he's literally driving home the message that the Bible itself is offensive. Yes, it is. The Bible is very offensive. And I say this to Christians a lot, but it goes for us as well, that if we find something offensive, that's tough. That's tough shit for us. And it's tough shit for them, too, because they don't like it. That's tough because you don't have a right to not be offended.
Yeah, Pastor Joe Anthony of the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church said, as you look at that, you can definitely see it is completely taken out of context.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Especially when you think about what the Bible says. Jesus really did raise people, whereas in that culture, they were seen as second-class citizens. But Jesus loves all people, and he raised women up to a different level. Really?
No, he didn't. Never said.
Exactly. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Doesn't say anything. Oh, by the way, guys, before I go, make sure you treat your women right and, you know, give them the same equal care and have them stand up the side before you. This is the same book that says, hey, if your woman grabs a guy's junk while you're in battle with them and to help you out, you got to cut her hand off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jesus himself said that, women are not allowed to teach men anything.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, exactly. There is violence in the Bible, Anthony acknowledged, but there's also love. Yeah, every person who wrote a passage of Scripture in Corinthians also wrote in Ephesians that husbands are to love their wives as life, as Christ loved the church, which is an unconditional love and is a sacrificial love. No, it's not unconditional love. All right, if you don't believe in God, you get to go to Bernie place. That's not unconditional. That's a condition. Hicks said he never thought about taking the scripture verse off his tailgate, but he's considered highlighting different verses. I think I would like him to do that. It would be really nice. He's also become accustomed to people taking pictures of his tailgate and mouthing obscenities at him from their own Bible. They believe this, don't they? Why would they, why would they say, hey, why are you posting such a negative thing? And hey, this is from the Bible. It's holy. This is holy. This is you. You think this came from a book that you consider holy? Most common responses: other drivers are flipping them off. Of course, in Bradley, Tennessee, they put the slogan "In God We Trust" on the sheriff's cars. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, so that needs to stop, like, now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
24%
yeah.
of Americans now believe that the Bible is the actual word of God and is to be taken literally word for word.
Oh, then they have no reason to object. They have no reason to object. Anyway, Australian Christians are told to butt out of the matters of the church of the state. Australia can't bring itself to legalize same-sex marriage because of interference from Christian proudness. That's the view of Penny Wong in the picture that I've got here, the Labor opposition leader in the Senate, who said Frank Walker Memorial Lecture in Sydney today that marriage equality languishes too hard in the basket. Because what the fucking words are these I'm reading? Because of the intransitive of those who see it as their right to impose their personal views on the community as a whole. Wong's speech made the argument that a majority of all problems in Australia's continuous same-sex marriage debate is the application of religious beliefs in the framing of a law in a secular society. The law slowly evolved to regard marriage as a contract rather than as sacred, and recognized that marriage contract had particular reference to children and property. But it remains the case that religious attitudes to marriage continue to impact much on the political debate that has delayed the recognition of the marriage equality rights for gay and lesbian communities. So they want to, I think, if I'm reading this correctly, she wants to make sure that they get the same rights. And they should.
That's sinner.
I know, right? Oh, did you hear about this? Since we're talking about this kind of crap anyway. I'm waiting for the page to load. Come on. That's not the page I... here we go. Okay. Well, apparently Trump has appointed a new ambassador to the Vatican. The White House is planning to announce a religious zealot, Castilla Gingrich, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. This will be the next ambassador to the Vatican. The announcement, according to this report, expected ahead Trump's meeting with Pope Francis on May 24th in Rome. So, yeah, this woman, she's his third.
I don't know anything about him.
All right. Let me put this in perspective. Gingrich is an adulterer. Okay. I personally have no problem with that. I mean, that's between him and his wives. Because his first wife, he married for money and then divorced her, and was cheating on her with his second wife, and then divorced her and because she also had money, took money from her. And divorced her and got in with this bimbo. This is his third wife, quite literally.
Well, why is she called a religious zealot?
Okay. Now, in October and December of 2015, Gingrich Productions sent out an email from Health Science Institute claiming that research investigating the Bible have unlocked a connection to a stunning cancer-fighting power, a breakthrough so monumental it's poised to make a traditional cancer therapies obsolete and save millions of lives. This is what she had put in her Gingrich Productions thing. And she had also... So she's...
Use a Bible to get cancer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Gingrich Productions sent a February 2016 health revelations email claiming to have the truth about preventing cancer and deadly tumors. The email linked to a pitch page claiming all cancers were actually cured back in 1925, but the government has been covering up the evidence. Now, she also put in there, also claimed, it says, a God-fearing American doctor gives the cure, actual cure. Gingrich production email carries the disclaimer that the message reflects the opinions representatives of our advertising alone and not necessarily the opinion of editorial positions of the Gingrich productions. This is snake oil. This is fucking snake oil. The company's founder,
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, the company's founder Porter Stansberry complained in April 2013 that it is fucking bullshit, quote unquote, that people get upset at him for using slurs like, all right, I'm going to only repeat this because I want to keep it in context, nigger and fag, quote unquote, when he's quote not, but when he's not the least bit bigoted. Quote unquote. So he's a fucking bigot. He's a fucking religious. Well, that's somebody else. But Gingrich Productions frequently sent out emails from Sandberry Associates. That's the guy that I just said. Despite the fact that it's a disgraceful financial firm, it was fined $1.5 million by Securities and Exchange Commissions for engaging in deliberate fraud and profiting from false statements.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're looking at the picture now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking at a picture. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sparing our audience, listening audience, from having to look at this. Because this, if you've ever seen the movie Children of the Corn. Okay. Now you know a good reference of what I'm fucking talking about. That's one story. What other? Oh, Christ. I'm trying to find something here. So, what stories do you guys like? I mean, we only got two stories we need to cover for our top story.
I like the Australian Christians told a butt out of matters of state.
Okay.
I like that one.
Okay, let's do that one then.
Same here. I also like the atheist youth for the Bible thing.
The what one? You spaghettified again.
So I said I like the one where the atheist uses his truck, you know, cite the hateful part of the Bible.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right. Are you both going to be on with me then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right. Then, Matt, I'm going to... Do you remember how to do the true or troll?
No, I don't.
Okay. It's real simple. It's real simple. Go into the folder where it says true or troll, and there's links in there for... previous stories and whatnot. You got to find five headlines, and it doesn't matter what order you put them in, but they have to be five headlines. And you just read the headline to me where it says, "Is this a true story or is this a troll story?" And you find all right, don't read the ones that don't read back to me the ones that are already in there. Go to the sites where it says true or troll, so you can find a weird story and throw that in the mix somewhere if you want to. If you want to, I'm not saying you have to. And the trick of the show, that part of the show, is to try to figure out if the headline, and you just read the headline. You don't read any part of the story, just the headline, exactly as it says, and you say, is this a true story or is this a troll story?
Okay, I'm looking in the folder where it says true or troll.
Right. In the short show folder, it says think fast. It says it's 4A. Think fast, true or troll, real or fake headlines.
All right, let's see here. Oh, come on. I don't see it here.
Are you in the news short show folder? If you're in the long, if it just, if it just says, if it,
short show.
Yeah, there you go.
If there you go. Yeah, because think fast.
Yep, that's the one. Those are the, those are your files that you want to go with. I'm going to be throwing some text files in here in a moment. So.
Yeah, but this is all from 421.
No, yeah, I know. I'm not saying read those stories. I'm not saying reread those stories back to me. I'm saying look at those stories, look at the links where they come from, if they're true stories or headline or true stories or troll stories, and to give you an idea of what to look for and to go and which sites to peruse for your true stories or your fake headlines.
Okay.
And try to find something that sounds convincing. Because the more convincing it sounds, the better chance you'll get a chance to trip me up.
Okay. Gotcha.
If you have to, get in touch with Connie on Facebook, and she will walk you through it again.
Okay.
All righty. Let's see what else we got here. All right. Now for our second story. What do you want for the second story? You guys said.
The guy with the Jesus truck.
Oh, the Jesus truck guy. Let's see here. All right, there it is. All right. Move these two stories together. So I know which ones to get. Okay. All right. So our Australian Christian is told to take a hike, and the other one for our second story, the religion on a truck. Sounds good. And then I have to dig up the logical fallacy, and that the rest is on me after that point. So, other than the true or troll, and that's on you, Matt. So,
okay.
All righty. And we're going to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming. If you get a chance to, if you would like to donate to the show, go over to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt. You can donate as little as $1 once a month to the show. Or you can go to our new PayPal address, which is paypal.me/PackardPokesAt. You can make a donation in any dollar amount, and I will get the entire proceeds, which I really hate about Patreon, is the fact is that they take, if you donate a dollar, I get like 75 cents or 50 cents, something like that, 65 cents. So it doesn't add up to a whole lot. Where if you go to the PayPal, I get every penny. I get literally every penny you donate to the show. So if you want to use that as a donation link, you certainly can. That's paypal.me/PackardPokesAt. That's PackardPokesAt. PackardPokesAt.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.
You too.